You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Good morning. I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 with Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the cloud-based business management software that gives you the visibility and control you need to grow. NetSuite is offering their free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/smart. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. The largest scientific structure ever powers up in Africa. Towering above an ancient seabed in the Karoo, a remote semi-desert in South Africa, is a 7-story dish antenna that will soon begin scanning the universe for its deepest secrets. It's part of a group of 3,000 dishes, each 50 feet wide, that will eventually spread across 8 additional African countries. That array will then join up to 1 million smaller antennas to form a single observatory, the largest scientific structure on the planet. WhatsApp fixes yet another group chat security gap. WhatsApp fixed a security flaw this fall that allowed hackers to cause chaos in group chats with a specially crafted message that would crash the app, forcing users to uninstall WhatsApp altogether and in many cases lose their data. While this specific bug is now fixed, it highlights the challenge of maintaining end-to-end encryption in group chats. This isn't the first group chat bug in WhatsApp, and it's unlikely to be the last. And now for today's fast fact, 48. That's how many people have died from a mysterious vaping-related lung illness that has swept the country. While anti-vaping laws are now coming into effect, they may be doing more harm than good. It turns out this lung disease may be the result of vitamin E acetate, an ingredient found primarily in black market vapes, and e-cigarette bans could be driving smokers to more dangerous alternatives. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.